And now, back to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Well, my apologies to all of our listeners for all of those commercials. Good grief, we never run a commercial at you like that. Well, what happened is a malfunction, and I have no idea what that malfunction was, but somehow it kept the broadcast from broadcasting. So anyway, I'm going to make believe we're starting at the beginning with the announcement today. And guess what? I get to listen to my own announcements in the other ear when I get to talk them into the telephone. How do you like that? Kind of boring listening to myself, isn't it? Okay, Thermoclinic screens for breast cancer using thermography, which requires no breast compression and does not use radiation. If we believe in, quote, approval, unquote, we should know that thermographic screening was actually approved the year before mammography. The yearly breast thermography special price is October through December each year. Regular price is $249. The discounted special price is $220. No doctor's orders required. Self-ordered works. Of course, Thoma physicians are available by appointment to help interpret the report and give guidance if needed. To read more about thermography, go to all those W's and thermoclinic.com. Call 206-812-9988 for an appointment. That's 206-812-9988. Now, I promise, no more commercials. That was there for the big beginning of the program, and that was to be that, but it wasn't, was it? So I'm going to get on to the rest of the introduction. A bit of a preview from the next Green Medicine newsletter. Many readers have requested that Green Medicine newsletter feature natural cures for cancer, proven, already researched, and in research. So the next are previews of that issue of Green Medicine newsletter. That's the next issue. Yep. Natural cures for cancer, proven, already researched, and so on. Now, since it's an eight-page newsletter, I'm just going to be doing an excerpt, or I should say excerpts from that. You can read the whole blinking thing in the November Green Medicine newsletter. Yeah. Okay, it'll be in that printed copy. And so then you can either destroy it or save it, whichever you'd like. All right, in the early years of the 20th century, and I am not kidding at all, folks, Dr. John Beard, that was his name, observed that cancer cells invade into body tissues in the very same way that the fetal placental cells invade into the mother uterus. That is, if there's a placenta in there, by secreting hormone chorionic gonadotropin, or HCG. Cancer and the placenta both attach themselves and grow using HCG. Yes, they do. And no, HCG by itself will not give us cancer. It's got to be along with the cancer to give us cancer. Dr. Beard also observed that as soon as the placenta stops invasion of the mother's uterus, as soon as the fetal pancreas starts to make pancreatic enzymes inside that fetus, which of course circulate into the placenta. It's as simple as that, and that's been proven since by many research articles, to stop cancer in progression in the same way that nature does by using, guess what? Yeah, stop cancer progression in the same way nature does by using pancreatic enzymes. So pancreatic enzyme treatment of cancer was adopted in the United States years later by Dr. William Kelly, who was copying what Dr. Beard had been doing in 1911 in the UK, curing cancer over a century ago with nothing more than pancreatic enzymes intravenously. No kidding. That's over a century ago. Now, Dr. William Kelly, Dr. Frank Shively, and Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, all over in the United States here, all found that treatment safe and very effectively. Unfortunately, our so-called free country's healthcare dictatorship doesn't want any competition for approved patent medicines to treat cancer. Hello? Where did things go here? I can't hear it anymore. Should I keep going or not? Please send me a message on the screen over here. Anyway, pancreatic, our free country's healthcare dictatorship doesn't want any competition for approved patent medicines, even if treatment is approved by nature. As you'll read in the next Green Medicine newsletter article about Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, intravenous pancreatic enzyme treatment of cancer was and still is prohibited in our so-called free country, despite the fact that Drs. Beard, Kelly, Shively, and Gonzalez, and of course their patients, found this treatment safe, frequently effective, and free of adverse effects. For much more information on this safe, often effective, as well as harmless treatment, and how it was discovered and implemented, as well as to find citations to researchers in both the 20th and 21st centuries who confirmed Dr. Beard's discoveries, confirmed them from over a century ago, and were still not able to use this stuff, even though it's safe and effective in a lot of circumstances? Yeah, I'm not kidding. It's illegal to use it in the United States, even though it cured cancer over a century ago and still cures it in medically free countries. Oh, my. Many readers of Green Medicine Newsletter have read, heard, or seen about Nicholas Gonzalez, M.D., whose medical practice was located for decades in New York City. I hope you can hear me, folks. I wish somebody sent a message about whether this is being broadcast, because I can't tell whether it is or not. It cut off in my ear over here where I could tell it was being broadcast. Send me a message, please. I'm looking at the screen. There's no message. Anyway, many readers of Green Medicine Newsletters have heard, read, or seen about Nicholas Gonzalez, M.D., whose medical practice was located for decades in New York City. He guided many cancer patients to curing a wide variety of cancers with entirely natural treatment, for which he was, of course, attacked by the New York State Medical Licensing Board. What else? His treatment was sufficiently effective that a research study of the methods he used was undertaken by the National Cancer Institute. Unfortunately, this study was sabotaged. I am not kidding. There's a whole book on the topic, and nothing was published. How did Dr. Gonzalez's guided treatment help so many individuals cure their own cancers? In one of his many books, Dr. Gonzalez gave credit for much of the treatment he recommended to that Dr. John Beard. And remember, Dr. John Beard published in 1911, folks. That's 1911. A book entitled The Enzyme Treatment of Cancer and Its Scientific Basis. Remember, Dr. Beard observed the cancer cells in veins surrounding tissues in the same way a placenta involves invades the lining of the uterus, principally by the placenta secreting human chorionic gonadotrophin, and HCG. Beard had also observed that the placental invasion ceases when the fetal pancreas begins to secrete digestive enzymes, particularly trypsin and amylopsin. In his foreword to the 2010 reprinting of Dr. John Beard's 1911 book, only a century later reprinted, Dr. Gonzalez made reference to a much more recent 1999 article. No kidding, a 1999 article that linked with great precision the biology of the trophoblast, which is just a fancy word for the invading placenta, to the metastatic potential of cancer. This has been known for a century, folks. Yes, I am yelling. It's very frustrating. Dr. Beard successfully treated cancer patients in the United Kingdom with intravenous infusions of pancreatic enzymes. Now, we're getting not quite close to the end, but we'll get there. Now on to an important book, very recently published and for sale online. It's titled The Maverick MD, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez and His Fight for a New Cancer Treatment. Here's a summary of it. When Nick Gonzalez was a medical student, he stood beside his father's deathbed and vowed he would find a cure for cancer. Nick imagined his future as a researcher toiling away in a laboratory working on conventional approaches to the disease. Yet Gonzalez's life was anything but conventional. At the urging of Linus Pauling, no less, he had already left an accomplished journalism career and entered Cornell University Medical School. Gonzalez's path took another turn when he met the controversial Dr. William Kelly, a dentist who threw an alternative nutritional approach, had arrested his own pancreatic cancer. Yes, Kelly had become infamous when he tried to help others. Infamous was our free medical dictator, non-free medical dictatorship, that is. The Maverick MD, a book by Mary Swander, one of the many patients he successfully treated for cancer, is a story of how Dr. Nick Gonzalez perfected the scientific theory behind Chris Kelly's work and put the protocol into practice in New York City. Gonzalez drew courage from his Christian faith, his Mexican-Italian-American family, and from key loved ones, colleagues, and mentors. He satisfied as an outlier in the medical community, but he wasn't satisfied as an outlier in the medical community. And yes, I'm getting close to the end. he wanted his work put to a test with a clinical trial. And, of course, that clinical trial was, as I mentioned, sabotaged. And that's the topic of the whole book on how it was sabotaged. Now, this particular book that I'm talking about, which is going on sale very soon, portrays a man who fought for the acceptance of a natural cancer cure in the halls of some of the most established U.S. medical institutions. Against intense opposition, Nick Gonzalez's determination held up until he died under very suspicious circumstances, folks. It wasn't a regular death, but nobody could find out what it really was. He was a scientist who developed a therapy that saves lives, promotes the healing of human mind, body, and spirit. The book includes 16 pages of color photos. Hardcover dust jacket books will be published at $24.95, paperback copies at $9.95, as well as a Kindle edition, $11.95. Please pre-order or order this book. It tells us a lot. To pre-order or order, go to, and I'll slow down on this web address, HTTPS, we all know about that, and the colon, and the two forward slashes, and all the W's. That's HTTPS, colon, forward slash, forward slash, all the W's. And then New Spring Press. NEWSPRANGPRESS, newspringpress.com, /maverickmd.html. That's newspringpress.com, /maverickmd.html. And that's where to get the book. And the last words here have to do with next month's Green Medicine Newsletter. What I've just been reading to you is only a fraction, it's less than 10 to 15%, of all the natural cancer cures, both proven and under study at the present, that I could find any place, ma'am. And I found them all in one place. And that's what the newsletter will tell you about. And you, too, can find them all in that place because the publisher has agreed to give out free copies to Green Medicine newsletter readers. Wow! A whole fat issue full of nothing, well, not nothing, but full of mostly natural cancer cures proven and under study. And yes, there's some other things in there, too. You'll find all of that in the Green Medicine newsletter for November, the next issue. Okay, time for me to shut up. Sorry about all our malfunctions today, but time for me to shut up.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. Tea Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for T-Builder, the formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's SunPal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief, so go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer and every time you're outside. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878. In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, the supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right. Even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with Medical Director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Hello. I hope there's at least one person listening who wants to call in at 206-421-0770. That's 206-421-0770. Or at 888-465-8770. 888-465-8770. Or 8770. That way we can get on to what's supposed to be the major purpose of this particular broadcast, which today has been a very narrow cast, I'm afraid. Namely, answering questions that you may have about your health or someone else's health and what might be done about it if something needs to be done about it and some of the options and so forth. And no, I don't know all the answers to everything. None of us do. But very frequently, I do have an answer that could be partially helpful. So anyway, there's nobody holding on at all. And if no one calls, I'm kind of suspecting this broadcast or narrowcast, whichever it is, isn't reaching you all, because that would be the very first time in the whole program that nobody's ever called. But if nobody calls at all, I can still ramble on about various things. And if there's one listener out there, wow, at least one, it may be useful. Who knows? And it may not, too. I can't tell you for sure. But I do, as you can tell, have the capability of just rambling along if I really need to. So anyway, I can do that if I really need to, and I hope I don't. Okay, so anyway, I don't see that anyone has called in. My goodness me. Okay, so what shall I ramble on about? Okay, so as soon as I can find this, and as you can tell, I'm having to look around the so-called computer for it. Let's see, where are we? Okay, I haven't found it yet, have I? No, I haven't. Okay. Well, let's see. Why did I talk about something else that is to be in the newsletter that I already talked about, but I just gave the a little bit of a description of it. I didn't say any details. I got something better to talk about. Yes, I do. And it was published where? The New England Journal of Medicine. It's called Pharmacologic Treatment of Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. Yep, treating ADHD with drugs. And it's from the September issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. And guess what? They want us to treat ADHD with drugs. As I keep saying, there are very, very few conditions that are caused by a lack of patent medicines. Now, my wife, who's a nurse, and I visited a doc in South Carolina who had given a presentation at a convention. And that presentation had to do with ADHD and how he was curing nearly every kid that has it. Oh, I see that some people have called in, so I'll finish this quickly and get over to the calls like I'm supposed to do. But since I started the ADHD by saying that New England Journal apparently knows nothing and wants to treat it with drugs, I'll tell you what this doctor taught us all. Attention deficit disorder, folks, I am not kidding you at all, is due to hyperreactivity, otherwise known as sensitivity, to your own blinking brain molecules. That is, if you have the ADDH problem. So all this doc did is learn how to desensitize people to their own brain molecules. These are little people with ADHD, and they got better. And I'm not kidding. We brought that treatment back here to the Seattle area, and for the first 4 years, every child who was brought in with ADHD was cured of ADHD just simply by desensitization to their own brain molecules. So what happened after 4 years? The Congress stepped in. They passed a law giving so much money for every ADHD kid to every school. And so the people in charge of the school wanted to get that money. So they sent out a message. All of them sent out messages to all of their school health people saying, you will not refer those ADHD kids to the trauma clinic to get cured. Actually, they said to get treated. But that's what we were doing, just like we had learned, is how to cure them. Imagine that. We can't cure them because the school wouldn't get any money. That kind of figures, doesn't it? Uh-huh. But if you know any kids out there with ADHD, all we got to do is desensitize them to their own neurotransmitters. And guess what? They haven't got it anymore. And the New England Journal still hasn't caught up with that. Oh, well, time for me to shut up and listen to Alice. Hi, Alice. What's in your mind?
There you are, sir.
Hello?
Hello?
Sir?
Hello?
Hello?
Apparently, I can hear you, Alice. Can you hear me? Can someone tell Alice to just go ahead with her question? Can't hear me?
I believe we lost Alice there, Doctor.
Who?
I believe we lost Alice there, unfortunately. Apologies on
that. Let's try not to lose Terry. Let's go ahead to Terry. Hi, Terry. Are you there?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir, and I'm so sorry, Alice. Somehow things went away. It's been nothing but malfunctions today. So, Terry, you go ahead before we get the next malfunction.
Okay, I'm someone who has high risk for arterial plaque issues, and my practitioner ordered the test that's never been ordered for me before, and I've got a little bit of information on it. Maybe you can help me out and tell me more. It's the LPPLA2, which apparently measures vascular inflammation or soft plaque activity. My number is elevated at 153 above range, which tops out at 123. And I also have a high CIMT score. So can you tell me more?
Sure can, sir. First, let's go to the origin of atherosclerotic plaque. That was all explained by Dr. Kenneth Kensey, K-E-N-S-E-Y. And you can still find his books at usebooksearch.co.uk online, all the W's, and usebooksearch.co.uk. Although I got to admit, the book price is going up because I keep yammering about it, and people do keep buying it who want to know what the origin of atherosclerosis is, and he nailed it. The origin of atherosclerosis is overly thick blood, and all of us guys, since we don't have menstrual periods, have overly thick blood. Now, think about it. A woman who's menstruating, she never has a heart attack or a stroke. Never. Look it up. It's research proven. However, once the periods stop, by the time women are 65, they're having as many heart attacks as men. What happened? They're no longer, in a manner of speaking, donating blood once a month. Now, let me tell you about two studies, sir. One here in the United States. It was a 9-year observational study of 2,300 men and 1,700 women. And all they did was observe what happened to them over 9 years. These people were all over 60, by the way. And what did they find? The ones who donated blood on a regular basis had 45% less heart attacks and strokes than the ones who didn't. And then the second study was done in Finland, and that one was 2,800 men. I don't know why they left the ladies out. I'll have to ask them if I can meet them. The same thing, a 9-year observation period, and the men who are all over 60, the men who donated blood, sir, had 88% less, and I am yelling, 88% less heart attacks and strokes. All they were doing is copying menses by going in and donating blood 3 or 4 times a year. It's better than any politician's promise. It not only does somebody else some good to donate blood, but it helps us. Now, how does that work? How does donating blood? It reduces the sickness of the blood. And thick blood, again, if you go to Dr. Kenzie's book, is abrasive, and it abrades those arteries, setting up inflammation. And what our bodies do is to try to cover that inflammation with cholesterol. It's like plaster on a damaged wall, literally like plaster on a damaged wall. And so for as long as the blood remains thick, it's got a better chance of accumulating more and more, doesn't it? Now, that's point one, and then I'll get to point two and shut up, I promise. And that is that there's one study done in Malaysia and one study done in Japan. And the Japanese study, what they did was measure the degree of arterial plaque in a whole bunch of people, and then they had everybody take just two vitamin things. One of them was vitamin K, and the other one was something called tocotrienols, which are one of the two families of vitamin E. Okay, I read this study quite a while ago, sir. And I've worked with a lot of people who have below arterial plaque, and in addition to telling them all about donating blood, I tell them to go get some vitamin A, or at least consider going and getting some vitamin K. I said A, and I meant K. Get the brand by LEF, Life Extension Foundation. Yes, I am on their board of directors, but they pay me no money, and I do not advertise their stuff unless it's going to work. Do I know that it works? Yes, I do, because I've been recommending it for nearly 30 years. Okay, vitamin K from LEF, and then the tocotrienols, not tocopherols, but tocotrienols are from a company called A, period, C, period, Grace. A little hard to find. We have Matoma Dispensary. They're also in many health food stores and online. Okay. So each bottle, you take 3 of the vitamin K and 3 of the tocotrienols, and you do that twice a day. And one of the very first people who did that proved how well it works. He was an engineer, and so he had his carotid artery scanned. They were over 40% clogged on both sides. And after 1 year, and no kidding, he's just like engineers, 1 year to the day, he had himself rescanned after taking that stuff for the vitamin K and the other tocotrienols for a year. He was down to a little over 30% on both sides, sir. I'm not kidding. So one can prevent further buildup by donating blood, and one can take away some of the one's current buildup by using the results of those research studies, and there we are.
Good. Now, follow-up question. Since I'm also taking T-Builder, which has vitamin K in it, is that a sufficient dose to add
no.
the tocotrienols?
I'm sorry. No, I wish not. It were, but it would be an awfully big pill.
Okay.
However, I'm happy to tell you that in that whole Japanese study and other studies of vitamin K, nobody has ever achieved an overdose and hurt themselves.
And what now? What was that?
In all of the studies that I have read about vitamin K, nobody has ever achieved an overdose, sir, and hurt themselves.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen some pretty high suggestions and recommendations for that. I was just wondering if there was enough in that.
No, there's not. I'm sorry. That's a multiple, and it's not like the concentrated stuff, I wish.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay, and I hope you can get around to donating blood, sir, because that's on the prevention side, and it really does make a difference.
Yeah, because of my hemochromatosis, I do that anyway.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll throw these in along with that. We'll see where we go.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in and rescuing everybody from having to listen to me ramble on about something they might not be interested in. Thank you, sir.
Well, I'm always interested in everything you have to say, so I'll pay attention.
Okay, that's thanks. Kind of you, sir. Thank you. Okay, let's move on to Jim, who's calling us from Everett.
Thank
Hi,
you
Jim.
Much,
are you there?
Doctor, I've been listening to your program. It's great. I wanted to talk to you about testosterone levels in my age bracket, 65 and above, 66, 67. I'm very athletic. I run about 30-plus miles a week. I'm lifting weights. I have controlled. I don't seem to have any lethargy or anything like that, but I had my testosterone level checked, and anyway, it came in at 340. The low end was 240, and then the other one was 51. I was just wondering, is that a acceptable type of level for my age? Should I be wanting a higher amount, or
is well, the 340 is adequate if, and there's a big if here, the free testosterone, which I think is what you were calling
the
other
free
one,
was 51. Yeah.
And what is the range on that one, sir?
I think it was, well, it was like 25 to something, I think, something in that range.
Okay. Well, let me give you a way of judging that. You look at the total range. Where's the median? And if you were up to median or beyond that, but not too high, then you're just fine. However,
I'm definitely not
you
the
are below median.
Regular one.
And this is the free testosterone.
It's the free testosterone.
The further you are below median on the free testosterone, the more you need to do something. So let's just hypothesize for a moment that you're below median on the free testosterone. What's the first thing to do? The first thing to do, if you're not doing it already, is go to your natural food store or the Toma dispensary online, wherever you want to go, and get yourself a boron product. Boron was proven about 25 years ago to help increase levels of free testosterone by taking some of that testosterone from the total testosterone. So it doesn't raise the total testosterone, but the free fraction is what does all the work. And how much boron does one need? Well, the researchers who figured this one out were using a 10 milligram tablet of boron. However, in our free country, the 10 milligram tablets are not available or allowed, but we can get 3 milligram tablets. So we take 3 of the 3 milligram tablets a day, and nearly everybody who is up, not up to median on their free testosterone, but they do have adequate total testosterone, you got to have that to make the free from, nearly everybody gets up to median or above, sir. So there you go.
Okay, so even though the total testosterone is a little bit on the not on the median side, it's the free testosterone that I should be.
Absolutely, sir. The total testosterone is like a truck running around the body and not dumping off any testosterone. The free is what it's allowed to dump, and that's what does all the work.
I see. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, sir. And again, thank you for calling in, and sorry about all our malfunctions today, but that does happen. I mean, technology is never perfect, so that's the way it goes.
Okay, take care.
Okay, let's see here. Let's move on here to Lisa, who's calling us from Issaquah, I believe. I may be wrong.
That's correct.
Okay, well, go right ahead, ma'am.
Okay, I heard you talking one time about a supplement for the eye that helps the fluids pass in and out of the eyeball.
Can you speak a little louder, ma'am? I couldn't hear. Helps what?
Helps the fluid to pass in and out of the eyeball.
Oh, of course, yes.
And I didn't get the name of that supplement.
Okay, well, there's actually now two things. One is one of my favorite B vitamins, niacinamide, which was found in experimental animals. Now, these were poor little rats genetically engineered to get identical to human glaucoma. And what they found is if they put them onto niacinamide, even though 100% of the prior generations had all gotten glaucoma before they died, none of the niacinamide-taking generation got glaucoma, which means it kept the eyeball pressure under control. Okay, so that's one thing. And how much niacinamide? Well, do you happen to come from a family where there's type 2 diabetes, ma'am? Or
no,
none in your
no.
family? Okay, then you don't need as much as if it were there. So if you were to get one of the time-release tablets, they make them in 500 milligram and 750 milligram, and add it up till you get to a total of 2 grams a day rather than 3. That is definitely not an overdose for adults, but it is enough to work on an eyeball pressure problem. Okay, now the same, something else does the same thing, namely control pressure. And I always like to know when there's two things that work in different ways that do the same thing. But the person you need to contact about that is Tawny, T-A-W-N-I. You can contact her for free at the Talma Dispensary. She's our super specialist at supplements. She's been doing it for 20 years. And I know that there is over there a product made by Standard Process, but I don't remember the name. That's my problem. She will know it. She always does.
Would that be MacuGuard?
No, ma'am. Not at all. MacuGuard is to guard the macula. The product I'm talking about is one that specifically targets fluid control, not the macula. And Tawny can tell you what that is. It's made by Standard Process. So just ask her, what's the product you sell for eyeball pressure control that's made by Standard Process, and she'll tell you right away.
Okay. Well, thank you. And another
girl. You're welcome, ma'am. And I hear that, I see that Alice got back on the line. Thank you, Alice. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Is Alice there?
Hello?
Whoops. Sort of sounds like it
Hello?
Might be somebody besides Alice. Who's this, sir? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there's Alice. Hi, Alice.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you quite well, ma'am. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello again. I can hear you.
Yes. Is this Dr. Wright's office?
No, this is Dr. Wright, according to the University of Michigan. And I'm not at the office, but I am on the telephone with you.
Okay. My name is Alice Bryson, and my AC1 is a little bit too high, and I was just diagnosed with third-stage kidney failure, and I want to know what I can do.
Well, if your hemoglobin A1C is too high, that's the first place to focus, is getting that hemoglobin A1C down, because that is reflecting, as you know, type 2 diabetes. And if we can get the type 2 diabetes better, it is one of the things. I'm not going to tell you it's the only thing, but it is the major thing that helps to get the type 2 diabetes under control, which in turn gets the hemoglobin A1C under control. But here's the thing, ma'am, that hemoglobin A1C is the reflection of sugar sticking to red blood cells, and red blood cells last about 6 months. So you cannot expect it. Let's say you tomorrow adopted everything you need to do to regulate your diabetes. Even so, you couldn't expect much improvement in the hemoglobin A1C until all of those six-month-old blood cells were out of your system and you had back a you had instead the new ones that are made since you started the program. Okay, the two things to do to reverse type 2 diabetes. One, it's called the paleo diet. I know it's not a plant-based diet, but does it work? Yes, it does. If a person sticks
it
as quickly as they possibly can. What's that? Paleo. P-A-L-E-O.
P-A-L-E-O.
Yes. Paleo diet plan. And the best book on it goes back 10 years. I am not kidding you, ma'am. It's still the best book out there on paleo diet. And it's by a gentleman named Lauren. And so if you're a guy and you're named Lauren, it's spelled L-O-R-E-N. L-O-R-E-N.
Okay.
And the second name is C-O-R-D-A-I-N. C-O-R-D-A-I-N. And you can find that the most easily, in my opinion, by going online to my favorite used book search engine. It only takes about 3 or 4 minutes once you're at that search engine to find everybody who's selling it online and what price and so forth. And that search engine is at allthews.usedbooksearch.co.uk, because they are based in the UK, but they search every online bookseller using the English language, including the United States, the UK, Australia, every place. And you put in the name and then the title, which is Paleo Diet, and click, and up will come. I am not kidding you. Within 3 minutes, here's all the prices on all the used books available from about 15 different booksellers, and then you just click on there and decide whether or not you want to buy it. So it's called the Paleo Diet. Now, that has to be adhered to fairly strictly. Yes, we can screw up every once in a long time, but if we screw up every day, it's not going to make that much difference. Second thing, is that there's a multiple vitamin formula out there called Blood Sugar Improvement Formula. Blood Sugar Improvement Formula. It's a multiple, and the reason it's different from other multiples, it was studied for each of the ingredients' capability of controlling blood sugar, and so the things that are in there, in a multiple, typical multiple, such as chromium and biotin, they're usually in relatively low doses, but those two were proven by Yale University to help regulate type 2 diabetes. So there's a bunch of chromium and biotin in there, whereas something else that has not been found quite as important for regulating type 2 diabetes, let's take vitamin B1 or thiamin, it's in the same amounts that are found in a good multiple vitamin. So basically, it's a very good across-the-board vitamin mineral with extra quantities of all the things that help to re-regulate blood sugar. And between the paleo diet and sticking to the blood sugar improvement formula, and yes, I understand the label says take 4 in the morning and 4 at night, but that's what it takes to do the job, and you can take them with food, no problem. Between those two things, usually after 6 months, a person has some change in their hemoglobin A1C, and I'm not going to tell you it returns entirely to normal. As I said, it's a long process because those red blood cells last about 6 months, but at least it'll be going in the right direction. Yes, it's possible for you to stick to the entire program as closely as possible, ma'am. And none of us are perfect, so every once in a while we're going to mess up, but that's the way it goes. You still with us, ma'am?
Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for your persistence and calling
back. And I sure appreciate your time, and I sure appreciate your program to help people.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am, and thanks to you for helping me to help not only you, but anybody else with the same problem. You and I are getting the word out about this problem, and that's what the point of the program is all of us to get that word out. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye now. Have a great day.
You too. Last person here, Dee from Everett. Hi, Dee. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes, and I'll try to shut up right now.
Hi, doctor. I talked to my doctor about the low-dose cortisol, and I've had adrenal problems for years, and she tested me on a natural product and the cortisol, and the cortisol won after all these years of not responding really good. And so she gave me a prescription, and then I got home, and I was reading the prescription, and there was three things that kind of concerned me. One of them was, it says, tell your doctor if you have a fungal infection or a brain infection. Well, I think there's a possibility I have both. I know I have a fungal infection. I've had a yeast-type infection for years, and currently, yes. And when they thought I had a stroke at the hospital, they did a CT scan with the injection, and they said, just below the hypothalamus, that it looked like they thought I might have been an alcoholic. Well, I wasn't an alcoholic, so I hardly ever have a drink ever. But I do remember years ago Dr. Bowl saying that people that had hypoglycemia and like fungal infections and that sometimes were picked up for being drunk. And so I was wondering if maybe that was it, but the big thing is, it says to ask your doctor about it, so that made me concerned about taking the hydrocortisone.
Okay.
So that was
you need to contact as many compounding pharmacies as you can and ask them, can't you put that cortisol into sodium ascorbate? Because sodium ascorbate has practically zip hazards or zero unless you use an enormous amount, and the capsules, so they... that the compounding pharmacies who do use sodium ascorbate, which, as you know, is the alkaline form of vitamin C, but it's still vitamin C, pharmacies who do that, they put 5 milligrams of cortisol, which is, I hope, what the dose is, 5 milligrams, into...
Yeah, 4 times a day.
Okay. They do that, and it's a tiny little pill. Now, next thing is, never go over a total of 20 milligrams a day. There's a whole book out there about that called Safe Uses of Cortisol, written by somebody who did nothing but study that. He was a professor at one of the universities in Southern California. He did nothing but study cortisol for women with weak adrenals. I'm not kidding you, ma'am. His book is Safe Uses of Cortisol. And what he found is that if a woman never went over 20 total milligrams a day, she could take that for the rest of her life, no kidding, if she needed to. And the reason I say if she needed to, because some of those women could get off it in 2 or 3 years, and because the cortisol had given their adrenal glands a rest without harming anything, if they didn't go over 20 milligrams, why, they had a chance to recover themselves, and they could go off. Now, another thing, because I got to shut up really soon, and that is that 1 or 2 issues ago of Green Medicine Newsletter was a whole article, a relatively long one, sorry about that, about rebuilding women's adrenal glands with a big focus on the mineral chromium, because years ago, when adrenal glands were analyzed, female adrenal glands were found to have way the heck more chromium than male adrenal glands, and nobody knows why. But even so, if that's what nature does, that's what's necessary. So anyway, you might want to look at that Green Medicine Newsletter article on rebuilding women's adrenal glands with chromium and other nutrients. I don't have time to ramble about the other ones, but
okay,
it's all in
well,
that
I've
article.
Got I've got
go,
article,
good for
so
you.
I'll read it. Do you think what they gave me was just hydrocortisone, 5 milligrams? Can I just
what's that now?
That with they gave me the prescription already, just hydrocortisone 5 milligrams. Can I just take that with the vitamin C that you said?
Yeah, you can if it's pure hydrocortisone and nothing else in there that's going to bother you. Sure.
Okay, so just take some sodium ascorbate with it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. About how much sodium ascorbate?
Oh, little small amount, ma'am. You need your smallest scoop for it. Not a great deal.
All right. Okay,
okay everybody. I'm sorry we have to go. Sorry about all our technical problems. Hopefully next week. And remember, always check with your doctor about whether anything I have to say just might not be good for you personally. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. And back at it next week, and hopefully without any problems. Bye now.